Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you today in the name of our Lord Jesus. I have another warning that I need to bring to you all. I want you to know that even though I feel a sense of urgency with these messages that I'm receiving, right now I'm getting a lot of warnings. And I will be bringing them to you as the Lord places them on my heart and in what order. But I received one this morning while praying, and I felt I was to get it out right away. Now, please know that when I receive warnings, the Lord never gives me a time. So a lot of people will say, well, when do I think this is going to happen? I never hear exactly when things are going to happen. And that's how it is with most prophecies. There's some prophecies that have to come to fulfillment within the next day. And there are some that take thousands of years. You know, there's some prophecies from the Old Testament that still haven't been fulfilled, like in the book of Daniel. So I just want to put that out there. I don't know when these things are all going to happen, but I do have to say that the Lord brings them to me and puts the urgency in my spirit to share them because he wants us to be praying. He wants his people to be praying. That's why he gives these warnings to his people, so we can be praying. We can be praying for mercy. We can be praying for one another. We can be praying for repentance on the land. All right, so let me go ahead now and bring this to you. When I was praying this morning, I just felt the Lord had a message for me. Actually, I was quite in a hurry to do some other things, but that was not the Lord's plans. The Lord's plans was for me to get this out. This message I received, it contained two warnings. The first warning is that there are floods that are coming. Now, I have received quite a few messages and warnings about floods and tsunamis. I will put a couple of them in my blog, and that is in the description box down below. So please go check out those other warnings that I have received about tsunamis and floods. On the 22nd of July, and I think I put this in my newsletter. I'm not sure if it was in my newsletter or maybe in my blog, but I had already put this out, but I'm going to bring it to you again. I heard in the middle of the night, my people are to get to higher ground. My people are to get to higher ground. And then I want to bring you another message I got a couple of years ago in March of 2019. I heard this. I heard shaking. A great shaking is coming. It will rock the world with its repercussions. Warn those to move off the coasts, for they will flood. Tsunamis will come and wipe places clear. I urge my children to seek me on this, so you do not get caught in the destruction. Whoa, brothers and sisters, the Lord has been warning for a while now to get off the coasts because of the floods and tsunamis that are coming. All right, the second part of the message that I got was about submarines and about submarines surrounding the United States. I saw right before I got the message, and I saw in the spirit, two things. The first thing I saw before the message even started, I saw a submarine in the waters very close to a coastline. And then towards the end of the message, I had another, I saw in the spirit something else, the same thing I saw, but at this time I just saw the very top of the submarine in the waters. And it had painted on the front two pair of eyes. Two pair of eyes were painted on this submarine. And then I looked again, and the submarine now turned into a huge crocodile. Now, I believe that this is symbolic for a dangerous, devouring, and predator spirit, think of like Leviathan, that wants to bring death and destruction. You know, the Lord has also shown me war over and over again. And again, I will put a few links in my blog so you can go and look at some of these messages about war that I have received for a long time from the Lord. But the Lord has been so merciful, and he has been so slow to anger, and he has held this back. And I'm talking about war. He has held war back. However, I do not know for how much longer. So I urge all of my brothers and sisters, all the intercessors, prayer intercessors out there to continue to be praying for mercy, for forgiveness, for repentance to sweep the land. Pray against these demonic principalities and the plans of the enemy. All right, now I want to go ahead and I'm going to read this message to you, brothers and sisters. The first one I'm calling the floods. There is danger in the waters. The waters will rise and cover the land. Not all will be flooded, but many, many places. This is not being done by my hand, though I will allow it. There are two judgments, the wrath of the Almighty God and the wrath of the beast. This is the war that has come down from heaven. This is the war against the saints, my people. The enemy sends a flood to take them out. Now this flood comes in many forms. It is not just literal. A flood against finances, a flood against health, a flood against provision, a flood against peace, a flood of discord. My people are not ready for what is coming, though the warnings have gone out. For those who have prepared their hearts, souls, and minds, there will be peace. For all others, fear will overtake them, and they will be thrown into the camp of the enemy. Seek me today on how you are to prepare, and I will lead and guide you. Do not wait, for the days are numbered and the days are short. Come to me in the midst of chaos and confusion, and I will Come to me in the midst of chaos and confusion. I will pull you out of the miry clay and set you firmly upon the rock. Buckle up tightly for a bumpy ride. Hide yourselves under my protective wings. Hang tight for just a little longer. Soon, all of mine will be gathered together, for where I am, they will be. Okay, the next part, I call it submarines. America is surrounded. Warn the people. Not much time left to get your house in order. America's days are numbered. She will not rise up out of the dust. There are few left who really pursue righteousness. Justice is no more. I will now take matters into my own hands, and I will judge rightfully. I will judge from my throne of grace, and will have mercy on those who call upon the name of the Lord. All others will be thrown into a fiery lake far from my existence. This will only be a continuation of their separation from me here on the earth. Weep, wail, and mourn for all that is coming. Cry out to me so I can hear your voice and answer with my righteous right hand. This earth is a test for all people. Will they pass the test and end up forever with their Creator, or will they doom themselves to an eternity of darkness? Choose light. And then the verse that came to me is this, John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Isaiah 59:19 says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And Psalms 30:5 says, His anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.